The post-match interview.
Downstairs we go. Brayden Maynard's waiting patiently with Heath Buck as part of this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve solar.
Thanks, Kingy. First of all, Brayden, congratulations, mate. You did a terrific job this, tonight yourself. What did the cockroach have to say after the game?
Yeah, we basically all just played a role, and we had a strong defensive mindset going into the game, and we knew they liked to come out the front of the stoppage, so we were able to stop that, and yeah, it did work out well. We were a bit iffy in the last quarter, but we got the job done, and yeah, it was just a grouse win. A
couple of unbelievable acts in that last quarter, smothered by Jeremy Hound and the run down by Jamie Elliott. Were they spoken about after the game?
Yeah, they were pointed out. I thought Jamie's rundown smother was won us the game. Like, that's just the stuff that not many people actually decide to pull out and actually let everyone know that I was bloody good. Everyone got to him as soon as he did it, and yeah, it was just amazing to see that.
Brayden, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Berry, Lee Brown, Sean Higgins and Ben Casanilia up in the K-Rock box. Were you stealing glances at the time clock as the fourth quarter whiled away and the Cats were coming at you?
Every time in the last quarter, I look at the security guys, and I know every time they come out and start to sit around the boundary line, it's about 4 or 5 minutes left of the quarter. So we're only up about 15 points. So I did start to worry a little bit, but I had full trust in the team to get it done. We did, so.
Down Jordan DeGoey, down Levi Greenwood. You're up by 25 points. What's your message from Nathan Buckley at three-quarter time?
Yeah, we just had to all come back to roll, as I said, which was pointed after the game. Strong defence in my set, just hit around the ball, and which we did. I mean, credit to the mids, they got that done. So, yeah, it was really good.
Brayden, congratulations on your game, your team's victory. You're through to a prelim. Just want to know, did you steal the lunch money off kids in prep when you were in primary school?
Lunch money. No, I did go around sneaking and seeing if what other people had in their lunch boxes when they were at the front door. So, yeah, I don't know. I was a bit cheeky back in the day.
Cheeky question there from me. But when did you know you had the job on Gary Ablett? And well done on the job that you did. But I love watching you play. Seems like you relish those challenges. When did you know that was your matchup? Did you put your hand up? Bucks come and said, this is a job. How did it unfold?
Yeah, I just got told early on during the week about Monday, Tuesday. So I got to work during the week. Watched vision of him, see how he plays, and I mean, he's probably one of the greatest players to play the game. So he's very hard to play on, but I felt like I did last year on Toby Green, I got the job done, but he's a very good player. So yeah, I'm very happy that we got the win and I got the job done.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve solar. Speaking with Magpie Gun, Brayden Maynard, here's Lee Brown.
Brayden, well done on the win tonight and your game personally. Can you tell us a little bit about Justin Longmuir? He's your backline coach, your defensive coach. He's been talked up as the next Fremantle coach in waiting. Can you tell us a little bit about his style? He obviously does a little bit of work up here, and if you got any dirt on him as well,
yeah,
we're
could,
happy
bro.
To take that.
Stiff
too.
As a board up here.
Any dirt? No, he's actually got no dirt. He's a great fella. He came 2 years ago, and for what he's done for the club on a defensive side of things, it's second to none. And his relationships with players, especially the back line, is something that he's trying to work on, and he's getting that done. So I love having him as a backline coach. I don't want him to go anywhere because... we all love him, and he's such a good guy to have around the club.
We all know how tight those the backline players are. One of your fellow defenders went down tonight in Levi Greenwood. Can you give us a bit of an update on where he's at and the injury he might have sustained?
Yeah, I think they were both hamstrings. I'm not too sure, but, yeah, it didn't look good because he couldn't come back on, and I think Geordie's is a bit early as well. So hopefully they can get up and... get ready for a few weeks because we need them. They're very important to us.
Brayden, I'd hate to see Darcy Moore when he gets fit because he only just took the 9 marks. He and Jeremy Howe had took 22 marks between them. And in that last quarter, Darcy Moore was really crucial with a couple of nice defensive efforts.
Yeah, were they all in the last quarter, I reckon, Darcy? 9 marks in the last quarter? Yeah, he was on fire. And I could just hear and see the crowd every time he marked it. They went absolutely crazy. So it's good to see him back. He's been strung with a few hamstring issues as well. So having him in the team is, unbelievable.
Do you reflect on last year at all when you get to this stage, Brayden and go, all right, we know what it takes to get there. We nearly got the job done. Does that provide the motivation through the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, it does. Last year still hurts to this date. So, we're going to use it as motivation, obviously, and hopefully get the job done in a few weeks and then go into the granny and winning granny. But yeah, we got our first quarter in a few weeks to look after first and get to work over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can get it done.
So one of Richmond, Brisbane, the GWS Giants or the Bulldogs will be your opponent. It'll become a little bit more clearer over the next couple of days who your opponent will be. It'll come out, obviously, of the semi-final, the one that's the non-Geelong West Coast one, obviously, for your boys. Well done, Braden.
Well played,
we love
mate.
Watching you play. And also, too, pass on your regards to your brother, Corey. We know he, obviously, wonderful basketballer. Had some time at Melbourne, but we know he's pulled stumps on his footy career. Hopefully he gets back to basketball because he was a cracker. Got to watch him play a bit with Cairns back in the day, so I hope he gets back to the hoops at some stage.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Great to talk. Thanks, Braden. Thanks. Braden Maynard is joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-match interview.